Good morning, everyone. We're continuing today in Genesis 2. Yesterday we covered chapter 1 of Genesis. Today I'm going to go through Genesis 2, and then after I make some comments about it, as usual, I'm going to have Mark read the chapter for us. We saw yesterday that Jesus is the one that created the world. Christ created all things. He created the world in 144 hours. This is a continuation. It says, thus the heavens were finished. Did you read that? Did you hear that? And all the host of them were not an expanding, ever-expanding universe. According to the Bible, the earth was finished in 144 hours, and the host of them. That includes all the angels, all the planets, all the stars. Everything was finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work. So he repeats it again. He ended his work which he had made. He ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. There is a rest to the people of God. We don't put people under the law about Sabbath keeping because Christ completed his work and we rest in Christ's completed work on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Have you rested from all your works? Are you still putting emphasis on works? We're either under the law or under grace. Which would you prefer to be under, law or grace? I'll take grace any day of the week, okay? And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That's how humans came into the earth. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Not through millions and millions of years, not through carbon dating, not through a bird evolving into a man, not from alien invasions planting us on the earth. And the Lord God planted the garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is Bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, and that is which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Notice it doesn't say, if you eat of it. It doesn't say if you eat of the tree of the garden. It says, in the day that you shall eat of it, you shall surely die. And I'll put it this way. It was ordained that Adam eat of the tree of garden. In the garden there. It was ordained of God. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them into Adam to see that he would call what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. That must have been quite a task for Adam to name all the creatures that God had created. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Deal with it. If you don't like it, that's what it says. Okay. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Well, this is a continuation of the narrative of the origins of man and woman. I'll turn this over to Mark, and as you read it, think about all the lies that have been concocted and told to us about the origin of the earth and the origin of man, and how it's in contradistinction to the Bible.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the hosts of them, Genesis chapter 2. But on the seventh day, God in his work which he had made, he rested on the seventh day for all his work which he had made, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. There was not a man to till the ground. There went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. The Lord God formed man the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The Lord God planted a garden east from Eden, and there he put the man who he had formed. Out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, tree of knowledge of good and evil, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden. From thence it was parted and came in the four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that in which compasses the whole land of Havilah. For there is gold, the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. The name of the second river is Gihon, the same as that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. The name of the third river is Sidekel, that is which goeth toward the east of Syria. Fourth river is Euphrates, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. The Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone, and will make him and help meet for him. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. Whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Adam gave names to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found help meet for him. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and took one of his ribs, and closed it the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man cleave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife. And they shall be one flesh, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
Thank you, Mark. Well, there's a lot of people that have a totally different narrative than what we just read. And the Bible says that He created them male and female, created He them too, doesn't it? It doesn't say He, she, and me, she, and we, she. And she, he, created He, them. LGBT created He, them. Transgender created He, them. Lesbian created He, them. Homosexual created He, them. It says male and female created He, them. The LGBT and the homosexual community are shaking their fist in the face of God. End of story. Well, I hope you all have a good day today. God bless.